702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
19 after 8, let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist. Good morning to you, Adam. Big news coming out of the U.S. The Democrats have made their pick. The ticket is now clear. Joe Biden, really, I suppose, making history in a sense by picking Kamala Harris as his running mate.
Yeah, the first black woman to be chosen for this, although of Jamaican and Indian heritage. So, you know, she says herself, I'm an American. I am who I am. You might need to figure it out, but I'm fine with it. In other words, people are desperately wondering whether this is the brown, black, Indian, Jamaican. Does it matter? The point is that she's on the ticket. She has a law degree, former California Attorney General. She's been urging police reform amid the anti-racism protests. She's a no-nonsense sort of person, as Joe Biden described her, a fearless fighter for the little guy. And of course, it's not very long ago, as in about 6 months, that she was completely at odds with Joe Biden, clashing over all sorts of things. But there they are together now jointly. And the fact that Donald Trump has described her as a nasty person, possibly the nastiest person in the Senate, immediately gives her a sort of ringing endorsement in some people's minds anyway, doesn't it?
Well, he's given her a much clearer endorsement in the past, as I understand it. He donated to a campaign when she ran for attorney general in California, both he and Ivanka Trump donating thousands of dollars to her campaign. So this U-turn, as you say, is a very big indication of the threat he finds in her. Right. Talk to me about this Dutch drugs mega factory.
An extraordinary thing, this, yeah, in that, I mean, I know these cocaine factories can be found, but this one is enormous. 17 people arrested, 13 of them Colombian, and 100 kilograms of crack cocaine found, 10,000 liters or so of chemicals discovered. 100 kilos of crack cocaine is big enough. But they reckon this laboratory that was raided just outside of Amsterdam, a former riding school, was capable of producing 200 kilos of cocaine every day, a daily $6 million worth, or $2 billion a year. That kind of size of operation. Amongst the things that they took, cement mixers. I had no idea that apparently these gangs use cement mixers to get drugs out of impregnated clothing. You can imagine, I suppose it's like a tumble dryer. They put it on a spin cycle and the drugs will ooze out, is the idea. What, of course, Dutch police are now working out is who else was involved, the international links and who the couriers who may have been traveling with this stuff on them. It's a really big deal.
It sounds like an extraordinary organized, way of running this kind of enterprise. The Harry and Meghan book is out, Adam. Finding Freedom, it's called.
Yes, written by two American correspondents in London, all about the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, i.e. when Harry met Meghan. It tells us, I don't know if this is explosive the way that some people suggest, but it tells us that Meghan felt thrown under the bus by palace officials. It tells us that news of her pregnancy upset Princess Eugenie because it was Eugenie's wedding day that the news came out. That Prince Charles felt his birthday photo was ruined by the Harry William spat. I mean, there's other stuff in there, obviously. It is, frankly, all a bit pro Meghan and Harry. And you wonder if they endorsed it, if the odd secret interview was given. I don't think it'll shake the royal family to its core. It is a guaranteed bestseller. But I just wonder if there's a slight feeling in the UK of, they've gone, okay, you know, goodbye. You're obviously not very happy here and you're a bit bitter, aren't you? But in the rest of the world, I think it'll probably be a big seller because there's still a bit of a love affair, isn't there, with the ex-royal couple.
Absolutely. I think there's enormous sympathy for them, particularly, of course, as Harry has made common cause with a lot of what Meghan has been trumpeting, particularly around Black Lives Matter. So I think that will be an international bestseller indeed. That's where we'll leave it, Adam, for this morning's World View.